17th, 2023 at 4 p.m. Central. I'm calling the McPherson County Sheriff at 605-439-3400.
Sheriff's Office, this is Alex.
Alex, who's the sheriff there in McPherson County?
I'm the Sheriff Ackerman.
His name is Ackerman?
Yep, last name's Ackerman.
How's it spelled?
A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N.
Oh, did you say A or O?
A.
A, A what? C?
A-C.
Yes.
K.
K.
E-R.
Yes.
M-A-N.
M-A-N. What's his first name?
Dave.
Dave, okay. Is he in?
He's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, here's the deal. There's this. My name's Stu Webb, and I used to live at an address of 102 Penn Avenue, Long Lake. And I moved out of it. Okay, I moved out on the May the 1st, but there was a gal named Debbie Davis, and she's a fruitcake. I mean, she is. She's a declared nutcase, and I didn't know this when I moved in up there. But the problem is, I got away from it, but she called the sheriff's department and reported that I had stolen a car of hers. It was a junk that she was car stopped by the police in Texas, and they stick stopped her, whatever they call it, and they ran into the three parts of the car, and the car is crushed. It's worth about $200. And she said, I sold it for $7,000 and sent one of your deputy sheriffs out here to unlock the door so he could see the car was in the garage.
Yep, okay? I remember that. Yeah, okay. Debbie had, she had contacted me about that.
Okay, well, that's a form of false reporting. And I want to find out whether she's made any other reports against me to you. Has she? She's threatened him. Here's what she does. She threatens him through other people by texting to them what she's going to do. That she said she was going to have me arrested for something to do with her sewage backed up. I didn't have anything to do with her sewage. I've been out of there since May the 1st.
Yeah, okay. So you left May 1st. If you don't mind me asking, are you still in Long Lake now, or were you?
No. I'm down in Topeka, Kansas. I'll give you my new address. I have no problem with that. But
okay,
if she's made any other false reports about me, I want to know it. That's my question. Are you aware of any?
I don't believe so. I'm trying to think here.
What is your name?
I'm Deputy Erdman.
Deputy Erdman?
Erdman. It's E-R-D.
E-R-D.
M-A-N-N.
M-A-N-N. Okay, nice meeting you.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so you said that you are in Kansas right now?
Yeah, I'm in Topeka, Kansas is where I'm now living. My new address, you want it?
Yes, if I could get it from you.
Yeah, it's 12820 Southwest K4 Highway, HWY, number B, unit B, Topeka, Kansas, 66610. Okay, does that work? Okay.
Yep, that's good enough.
Okay, because I got the change of address in there, but this woman's nuts. And it all went nuts because I was living up there and I was fixing the place up for her, doing it for free, basically, what I could do because I'm disabled. But she had me hire a neighbor that was a contractor in town. And so I was monitoring him while he was doing the heavy stuff, and I could kind of supervise, because I got a broken neck from a car crash rollover that wasn't even my fault, and I never got paid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm drawing disability and, so low income, But the point is she offered to rent this place to me, and a whole bit. So I took her up on it, and then she turns around and she gives this car to this guy. And he turns out to be homeless. He turns out to be no driver's license, nothing. He takes this car and he turns around and wrecks it off the highway, calls me and asks me to call the sheriff's department, which he said he couldn't dial. So I dialed 911 or whatever it was, and it got him connected. And he told him that he was out there freezing and wanted them to come find him, okay? So that he got hooked up the one time is what he got hooked up. But he called me twice after that, and I tried to call the sheriff and couldn't. It kept losing him. He was losing power. But he got somebody to pull him off the road.
This was the time that she said that you were selling your car for the $7,000.
Well, yeah, this
when the mail deputy